For little friends, worship God in whatsoever place ye may be in. Alma chapter 34, verse 38. Fiction story, My Church by Gail Sampson. David would not budge. I don't want this church. I want my church. It will be okay, I promise, Mom said. David did not want to go, but he did not want to stay in the car either, so he climbed out and took Mom's hand. Dad held open the big glass door as David and Mom walked in. David saw a second door. He put his nose to the glass and his hands next to his eyes so that he could peek in. Then he said, My church has two doors just like this one. Yes, it does, Mom said. A tall man in a blue suit walked up to them. He shook Dad's hand and said, I'm Bishop Morris. We're the Bennetts. My name is Greg, this is my wife Sharon, and this is our son David, Dad said. The bishop shook David's hand. My church has a bishop, David said. He's a little homesick for our old ward, Mom explained. Welcome, David, the bishop said. David walked over to the chapel doors with his parents. A boy gave him a program. Then the family sat on a side bench. David picked up a hymn book. My church has benches with book holders. Yes, it does, Dad said. David listened to the song and prayer. He watched the podium go up and down. He saw the priest stand up to prepare the sacrament. When the deacons passed the sacrament, he took one piece of bread. Later, the water came and remembered to return the sacrament cup. My church has the sacrament. And I know that's the time to think about Jesus, he whispered. Yes, it is, Mom whispered. While the speaker told a story, David drew pictures about it on his program. Soon it was time for primary. A tall lady with a nice smile walked up to the Bennetts. I'm Sister Lee. Can I help your son find his primary class? My church has a CTR class, David said. We have one too, Sister Lee replied. I can take you there. David kissed his mom and went with Sister Lee. They walked by a drinking fountain. Sister Lee pointed to a door with a word on it. That's the boys' restroom in case you need it, she said, and winked at him. My church has restrooms, he said, winking back. He went to class and listened to a lesson about faith. They colored a picture of Nephi building a ship. Then the class went to sharing time. They stopped for a drink on the way. What song do you want to sing? The music leader asked. David sat up tall and raised his hand. The music leader pointed to him. My church has Book of Mormon stories, he said. Would you like to sing it? She asked. He nodded. Everybody sang, including David. After closing exercises, his parents came for him. They walked up the hall, and David pointed to a picture of President Gordon B. Hinckley. My church has a picture of the prophet right there. No, it didn't, Dad said. Yes, it does, David said. This is my church now. I'll Be Ready by Elizabeth Giles. How can I share a scripture story if I don't know one? How can I bear a testimony if I don't have one? I'll read the scriptures, study, pray, and live the gospel every day. So when a chance comes my way, I'll be ready and I will say, I can share one, I can bear one. Gobble up a turkey. For each turkey, you will need 2 tablespoons of white frosting glue, a chocolate striped cookie for the body, 7 candy corns, 6 tail feathers, and 1 head, and you'll probably need help with this, a small unwrapped milk chocolate candy mound for the body and the neck, a tiny red candy wattle, and a large gumdrop, a prop for the turkey. And there's a picture on page 20, and you follow the picture to make your turkey. End of the section for Little Friends.